106.1, the home of SAFM in Nelspruit. SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
Thank you so much, Tando. Let's get into the motivation corner now here on In Tune. Busiso Molimi, internationally renowned speaker, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, joins us to get us ready for the new for the upcoming week. Spoo, how are you doing, brother?
Good, Naledi, how are you?
I'm Kishap. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm just sad I couldn't be in studio and I haven't been with the family for a long time. But I'm good. I'm very good. And gearing people up for the coming week. I had a conversation with a friend, and a lot of my friends are very close to giving up on their dreams. And I don't think it's just my friends, but people in general. It's taking longer than expected for the dream to become a reality. There are obstacles, there are barriers, etc. And many people are just like, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
We start to think that it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen, and people don't understand that our journeys are not the same. So one of the reasons why then people want to give up is because it's happening for somebody else, but it's not happening for you. And therefore, you become impatient. How about this person just came in now things are happening for them. And what I really want to encourage, you know, the listeners today is just don't give up on your dreams. When you really, really, at that point when you want to give up is when the breakthrough is just around the corner. I mean, we look at stories of Oprahs and the people who have built empires today to say to them, these people, they face so many obstacles, you know, but they never gave up and they kept on pushing. And I was giving a presentation 2 weeks ago and I was saying to the guys, you know, when you're a guy and there's a lady that you are after, right? You've made a decision that, listen, I am going to take this girl out for lunch. I'm going to get her number, etc. And usually the people that are close to you are the ones that are discouraging you to say, no, you, it can't happen for you. Look at you, where are you, etc., etc. Exactly. And she's out of your league. And what you realize, the first lesson is that it's really the people who are really close to you at times who discourage you. But as a guy, you've made a decision to say, I am going to do everything else, you know, to get this girl's number, to take out for lunch. So you're persistent. You try different strategies. If she doesn't want to give you a number, you talk to a friend. If not, you approach at work. You're always trying different strategies, but you're never giving up. And I'm saying really to the guys, channel that energy, channel that persistence, channel that stubbornness towards your dreams. The very same energy and stubbornness that you have, you know, when you're approaching a girl to say, even if she can say no 50 times, this girl is my girl and I'm going to get her. Right. So you channel that towards your dreams and your goals. And trust me, you'll be untouchable. Your dreams will become a reality because you'll keep on knocking on doors. Rejection is direction. No, next opportunity. Just don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. And keep the goal in sight.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. When you are, you know, you feel that you're running out of steam, right? What are the things that you, what do you tell yourself to remind yourself not to give up? Because we need to tell ourselves certain things to motivate ourselves to get up and get out of bed and give it another shot.
And keep going, So one thing that I do, it's like a car that's running out of petrol. So the car needs to go to the garage to get petrol. So my garage or not the garage, my BP or my engine is me going back to the drawing board and looking at my vision board again. To re-energize me, to get me refocused again, to have people around me who are very supportive. So at times you're just like, you're running out of energy, you're running out of steam, you don't know what to do. Go back to the drawing board and ask yourself, initially, why did I pursue this dream? Because there's a strong why. There's a really, really strong why you decided to go for this, and things happen and then they get in your way and you get distracted. So I would say go back to your BP, your engine. That's your drawing board. That's your vision board. Look at the goal again. Look at the dream again. You know, and sometimes, look, the dream now, it's not what it used to be. You know, and there's a different dream and the fire has died out, etc. And that's when you go back to the drawing board and you reflect. It's important. You know, they say sanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Absolutely.
So at times you go back and say, what I thought initially works actually doesn't work.
So I need to try something else.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because at the rate at which change is happening, you need to also keep up with the change. Your strategies need to become different. You need to try a different method, etc. Hang around with, you know, Eric Thomas said, you can't be wanting to be a 10 and you're hanging around with six people. So at times then you reflect on your circle to say, that I'm hanging around with, they're not really inspiring me or they're really pushing. You know, me and you need an accountability partner to say, you started. Pick yourself up again. That friend that's going to tell you straight. And at times not going to like it, but it's good for you. So go back to the drawing board and reflect.
Yeah. Listen, you talked about your garage, and you just made me realize that I haven't looked at my vision board in a very long time. I need to go back and unpack that and go and look at it again. Spoo, thank you so much. Give us your Twitter handle.
Yeah, Twitter handle, it's at Sibusiso Molimi, so SibusisoMolimi.
Okay.
And Facebook is my name and my surname. So let's not give up. Let's keep pushing.
Where,
going.
Where do we find you? Because I don't know if we're going to be able to do this again. So where do we find you?
So I'm on Facebook. It's Sibusiso Molimi, SibusisoMolimi. All my contact details are 072-064-925. That's how people can get hold of me. For bookings, etc.
Listen, you're fabulous. Thank you so much for giving yourself to us, for sharing yourself with us here on InTune over the past few months.
Thank you so much, Naledi. You're amazing, and I hope to see you soon. I see you doing extremely well. You moving, Miguel, doing the most.
I got keep to it up. Go. You know me, Spoo. Always trying, push, man. That's yeah. Always got to put in the hard work. Sibusiso Molimi, internationally renowned speaker, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. At Sibusiso Molimi on social media.